Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're talking about something that trips up almost every business owner who tries to roll out AI inside their company.
Trust, or the lack of it.
Exactly. The article is Building Trust in AI Inside Your Organization, a Practical Guide by Brett Allegre Wood on the Anabu AI blog.
And what grabbed me straight away is the framing. It's not about the software. It's not about the tools. The argument is that trust has to come before any of that.
Right. The core idea is simple. Before your team will use AI tools, they need to believe it's there to help them, not replace them. And most leaders skip that step entirely.
Which is where it all falls apart. You see this all the time. A business owner gets excited about a new AI system, rolls it out, and then wonders why nobody's actually using it 3 months later.
And the article is pretty direct about why. The biggest mistake is launching without talking to your team first. People support what they help create. If staff find out about AI through a memo or a system change, you've already lost half the battle.
So what does that conversation actually look like? Because I think a lot of owners assume sending an email covers it.
The article gives you three specific questions to ask before you introduce anything. What parts of your job feel repetitive or frustrating? Where do you think AI could make life easier? And what worries you about these changes?
That last one is the important one. Most people won't volunteer their fears. You have to actually ask.
And when you do, something shifts. You move the conversation from AI is coming to AI is here to help. That's a very different thing for a team to sit with.
Okay, so you've had the conversation, then what?
Then you start small, really small. Find one task that's repetitive, something your team already finds annoying, and run a short trial. The article talks about a service business in the UK that introduced AI to automatically summarize client meeting notes.
And the team wasn't exactly thrilled about it at first.
Skeptical, yes. They worried about losing control over important communication. But after a short trial, it was saving them 2 hours every day and reducing errors in follow-up notes.
2 hours a day, per person. That adds up very quickly across a team.
And then something interesting happened. That same team started suggesting new ways to use AI. They became advocates, not resistors, because they'd seen it with their own eyes.
So the trust came from the experience itself, not from leadership telling them it was going to be great.
That's the exact line in the article. Trust grows through experience, not explanation. You can't talk people into it. You have to show them.
There's another piece here that I think matters a lot. Keeping people in the loop once AI is actually running. Because I've seen businesses where AI just starts doing things, and staff have no idea what it's doing or why.
And the article is clear on this. The fastest way to destroy trust is to remove people from the process. Your team needs visibility into what the AI is doing. They need to be able to question results and give feedback.
Which also makes the AI more accurate. It's not just about feelings. There's a practical case for it, too.
Exactly. When staff have that ownership, AI stops being a mystery machine and starts to genuinely augment their work. It becomes a coworker, not a threat.
I like that. A coworker.
The article also talks about building a culture of curiosity over time, not making everyone an expert, but creating a space where people feel comfortable asking questions and trying things. Even a monthly 30-minute session where staff can play with prompts or see a live demonstration.
Low pressure, no judgment. That matters. The fear of looking foolish in front of colleagues is real, and it stops people engaging.
When curiosity replaces fear, trust follows naturally. That's really the whole argument in one line.
So for the business owner listening right now, what's the one thing to do this week?
Pick one team and have one honest conversation. Ask what worries them about AI and what excites them. Don't defend anything. Just listen.
For me, it's the visibility piece. If you've already got AI running somewhere in your business, show your team what it's actually doing in plain language. No jargon. The article says transparency builds confidence faster than any training program.
You can read the full article at anabu.ai. And if you want this working inside your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book there too.
Worth doing. Until next time.